Our next speaker is Saeed, and he's going to talk about the Samar and the Justice for Samar and Jawad campaign he's from. And they are the Palestinian political prisoners that we have in the jails in this country. Saeed.
Samar and Jawad are two Palestinian prisoners serving a sentence of 20 years for a crime they didn't commit. In 1996, Samar and Jawad were wrongfully convicted of conspiracy to bomb the Israeli embassy in Balfour House. They were the victims of a Secret Service cover-up, of an intergovernmental cover-up at the very highest levels. Both at trial and their subsequent appeal, the government, the prosecution and the courts all colluded to deny Samar and Jawad access to the very evidence that would have absolved them and would have proved their innocence. Minister after minister, most notably our esteemed Foreign Secretary, Jack Straw, have slapped public interest immunity certificates, gagging orders, on the very evidence that would have given Samar and Jawad justice. Most recently, their appeal, at Samar and Jawad's own appeal, the Court of Appeal compounded the unfairness that Samar and Jawad suffered at their trial. The doors of the court were slammed shut on Samar and Jawad and their lawyers, while the prosecution and the judges looked at the evidence which we say proves their innocence. This added insult to injury and simply confirmed the court's appeasement of the government and the secret services. Samar and Jawad are guilty of only one crime. The crime that is fighting and campaigning on behalf of Palestinian rights. They've been made scapegoats simply because of their ethnicity. Whilst we know that there are hundreds of political prisoners in unlawful detention in Israel, right here in the UK, in Her Majesty's own prisons, are languishing two political prisoners, Samar and Jawad, victims of the same abuse of human rights, victims of denial of due process of law, victims of the denial of a fair to the right trial, victims of the same abuse that the Israeli state heaps on Palestinians every single day. The treatment of Samar and Jawad puts our government in the same bracket as the British government, abusing human rights on the basis of ethnicity, abusing human rights on the basis of legitimate political opinion. In November of last year, Samar and Jawad were denied the permission to appeal to the House of Lords. A year after September the 11th, the government had managed to pollute our courts with their phony and poisonous war against terror, a war which is really against the right to engage in legitimate political dissent, a war against the right to fundamental rights, regardless of your ethnicity, a war against refugees, a war against asylum seekers, a war against Muslims, and ultimately, a war against innocent people such as Samar and Jawad. Samar and Jawad have now had to pursue justice in the European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg, but that's a long journey. That will take many, many years. But we would ask in the interim for your help now. They've been languishing in prison for 8 years. Two young people with so much to offer, their lives wasting away for something that they didn't do. Please take the time to visit our stall at the back of Trafalgar Square today. We need your help. More than ever now in this acrid political atmosphere, we ask that you keep the pressure on the government. Write to your MP, write to David Blunkett, write to your union. Get your mosques, your churches, your synagogues involved. End the cover-up, quash the convictions, freedom and justice for Samar and Jawad.